317-239-1009. You can get in the show that way. Also, Joe and Alex Show. If you're not already, follow us on Twitter and Instagram and join in this conversation where all the fights happen. Facebook, Radio Now, 100.9. A mom has a bunch of kids, but her one kid she took to the park, and all the kids ran up on him like, oh, I want to play with your little Minecraft figure, and I want to play with your truck and your transformer. And the kid looked at mom like, I don't want to share. And she said, you don't have to. If you don't want to share with other kids, you don't. And it just, I'm not saying she's a bad parent, just my mind went,
phew. It's just, you don't hear that a lot.
I never do, but apparently everybody else does this. 317-239-1009. Lena, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you do?
Hey, guys. So I have two kids, and they're younger. My son's two and my daughter's one, and I do make them share. And maybe it's because I was like you, Joe, and I was actually, like, raised that I had to share, like, everything. But I also feel like sharing helps kids prepare for society. I mean, we have to share even though we don't want to. I mean, we got to pay taxes. We got to have stuff going to Social Security and the disability.
True.
I mean, so you have to think about it. I think it teaches a bit of that altruism for other men. But on the same token, if I went to the park and a bunch of kids, you know, kids are like vultures, right? So, you know, mm-hmm. They probably crowded in on that kid and was like, hey, let me see your toy. I mean, I would be like, hey, guys, why don't you give him a second? We just got out of the car. We just got to the park. Like, can he see his toy before you, like, do the kid vulture call on it? But at the same time, I think sharing is a necessary part of raising your kid.
That's an interesting point because I totally forgot about taxes. Because she made points like, you know, if you're on your laptop at a Starbucks and stuff, and some guy comes up to you and says, hey, I want to look at your laptop. And you're like, no, I'm on it. And then he goes and tattles to the barista and is like, she won't let me use her laptop. Like, that doesn't happen
to adults.
But the taxes point is totally true. And I completely forgot about it.
I just feel like, and I get where she's going. I appreciate that, like, the mind stimulation, but as a kid, sharing is sharing. Like, these are totally different things as an adult. Of course, nobody would say, hey, give me your laptop. Hey, give me your tablet. I think it's just totally different. 317-239-1009. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you make your son do?
Hi. I make him share when we're around cousins, family, friends. He definitely has to share whether he wants to or not.
What about strangers?
Strangers is a different story. I definitely try to get him to share to make new friends, but I do let him choose if he wants to share or not. But if not, then he cannot play with them around the other kids.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Like, if your kid is approached by other kids wanting to share or, like, play with their stuff, then and they're always shutting them down, it might make them, not as likely to make friends.
It could be. And I just think, though, too, it's like, I think if you can teach them that, like, what if your kid wants to go play with something? It's like, your kid better not be going up and saying, ooh, can I play with that? When you're like, no,
right, you have
play
to say, you know, if you're going to tell other kids not to share, then you can't expect them to share with you.
All right. I don't know if this is my wife or not. Lindsay, are you my wife?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because I was like, it says on my screen you have a kid. I'm like, I don't know about a kid. You have a 1-year-old. What do you do in that household?
Yes. Lane is made to share. I am old school. This might not be for everyone. I still spank him.
Terrible mom alert.
So I was raised that you had to share and we got spanked. Now, I'm not saying that the original caller is wrong in her parenting because everybody parents different. I'm not like that. I'm not going to judge other moms.
But
he is made to share. If he has 500 markers, because, I mean, everybody has to admit their kid has a million toys, okay?
Right.
If he has 500 markers, he can share a couple of those markers. I mean,
it depends on the toy and it depends on the situation.
If it's going to be like a tablet, no. Because if some other little kid breaks it, I'm going to be mad.
That's what I agree with. If it's like a dump truck.
Right. If it's something stupid that you can go to Walmart or Target and just buy another one, who cares? Now, if they're fighting over it, I'm going to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's no reason why kids can't share.
I like you. You're a no funny business mom. We need more of you.
And the first caller, I agree with it. I think that sharing, teaching our kids to share at a young age is teaching them for the rest of our, you know, like for when they grow up, because, I mean, the taxes, I mean, it's just, I don't know how to explain that, but I agree with the first caller.
Lindsay and all you parents out there listening, you better do a good job with your kids because I'm going to have to deal with them as I get older.
Yes. I just want to say that I listen to your guys' show every single morning. I'm a huge country music fan, and you're the first thing that I listen to when I wake up.
Woo!
And my son's in the back right now. He listens to you guys, too, and we love you. So.
Thank you.
Hey, hold on. You know what I'm going to do to make you feel at home? Hold on. Here we go.
But
this is for Lindsay.
You love that. Lindsay.
No, for real though, like we're being stupid, Lindsay. We appreciate that kind of feedback from you. I don't know if producer MYK told you to say that or not, but
no, we
really appreciate that.
Actually, somehow I always end up getting on your guys' show, but I can't ever win anything.
No!
And I don't know why.
Dang it!
Yeah, like next week she's like, "Your show's the worst." Hey, thank you, Lindsay. We appreciate it. Bye. You have a good one. All right. Well, I guess we kind of got some of the other side because I was blown away during this conversation about so many moms and dads like, heck no, my kid doesn't have to share.
Majority.
Now, do you think, Alex, hearing from these parents this morning, when you pop out a kid or five one day,
because
you'll be like a Duggar for sure when you do get married, you'll just like, hey, my job, to get pregnant.
That's
right. Do you think you'll be sharing, like making them do that or no?
I think I'm going to go with like the in-between of both of those sides. Depends on the situation and what the toy is.
First of all, I'll tell you this, though. My kid will never have to worry about a tablet because if we afford a tablet, it's mine. Little Joey is going to go play with like sand.
You're not going to share with your kid?
No, not even my food. I don't share anything.